Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, once again. This is Pastor Charles. I'm looking at my Wednesday night prayer night. This is the night that we actually pray and lift each other up in the midst of God. And whatever troubles or whatever problems, whatever circumstances you may be dealing with, whatever your proclivities may be at this time in life, we're here to support one another in prayer. And the Word of God says to become a sword. To be a sword, you got to become a sword. So this is Senior Pastor Charles Ellis of Harvest New Life Church here in the city of Dallas, Texas, coming to you live on our Blog Talk Radio, Internet Radio Station program, reaching out to each and everyone who desires to have prayer. The Word of God declares and decrees that no man has got the ability to make it through his own purposes or his own way. The Bible says, seek ye first the kingdom, and then everything we need will be added unto us. And then when we launch out into prayer, we just want to open up and continue to declare and decree and speak according to the Word of God, according to the power of the Spirit, knowing that everything that we're dealing with and everything we're going through comes through prayer. And the Bible says, submit everything through prayer and supplication. Let your request be known unto God. The Bible also declares that when God brought his disciples together, the word that came to them said, Lord, teach us and how we should pray. He didn't say teach us how to talk. He said teach us to pray. So, Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Lord, we come to you asking, Heavenly Father, for your help. And every proclivity or every problem or every circumstance or every situation that we're dealing with in life, first of all, Father God, we're going to the corridors of the hospitals asking, look on the afflicted, those who are down in their very body that you created, asking you to lift them up. Lord, we come against every form of cancer in the name of Jesus. We shut down every form of heart disease in the name of Jesus. Father God, we declare the word according to the kingdom. That as we pronounce the words out of our mouth, Lord, we know that nothing can form against the word in which you created. And Father God, we ask you right now in the name of Jesus, we come against every form of thyroid, every form of diabetes in the name of Jesus. We cast down, we convict, we arrest, and we shut down every negative symptom that's not like God. And we decree according to the word of God and for the power of the Spirit that you loose it. And we serve notice to every sickness and disease, whether it be mental, Father God, and whatever it may be. We call it being done right now in the name of Jesus. Father God, we ask you to go into the very war for those who are having the last phase of their life, that you got the power according to the pool of Bethesda, that even when the man who laid there with a sickness and disease in his body, your word declared, Lord, some of them lame, sick, and afflicted. Doesn't necessarily mean, Lord, that we just lame, sick, and afflicted in our physical body, but in our mental state, that according to your word, Lord, you got the power to move, transform and change, convict and arrest. Touch the hearts and minds of your people in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We ask you to open up every airway of everyone who's going through a process of having any kind of sickness in their lungs, Lord. We shut down every form of lung cancer right now in the name of Jesus. We come against every form of thought or every form of word that ever went out against that man or woman of God who declared and decreed from the mouth of a doctor that whatever it is in their body that they have so many weeks to live. Lord, we ask you to give them longevity in their life. Whatever mental condition they may be dealing with because of what a man has said to them. Lord, your word is declared according to Isaiah 53:5 that who has believed those reports and who has the arms of that report been revealed. Your word is also declared in Isaiah 53:5 that you were wounded for our transgressions. You were wounded for our iniquities. The Bible said the chastisement of our peace was upon you. And it's by your stripes that we declare that everything in the body of those who are in the hospitals are healed. Father God, I'm asking you to go into the hospital of my mother. Lord, look over her right now as she lay down, Lord, in the scene with it being a very diverse situation. Father God, she's been in the hospital for over a whole year now. But Father God, we've seen the very righteousness of the power of God hand touching her in the name of Jesus, even as she come out. As you already declared according to your word that whoever call up on your name in a time of need, we believe right now, Lord, even in the gestures that we've been praying, that now she's about to leave that hospital after being in a year. Father God, I'm asking you to look over my father in the name of Jesus. Touch him in the name of Jesus. Albert Marquez. Touch him by the power of your hand, by the power of your strength. Father God, we speak according to the faith, the power, the wisdom, the knowledge, and direction. To know that to you, Father God, that everything and all things are possible to the believer. Your word is I declare, Lord, according to Jeremiah 32:17, is that anything too hard for you to do? Father God, look on your people who are lost and astray. Lord, who's been converted by the mindset about the things of the world that seem to pull them away, that make them feel that the world's action is more greater than your action. Father God, your word has declared that you've been given a commandment to bless each and every one of them, and you cannot reverse it. So, Father God, we ask in you in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, as we continue to pray, as we continue to decree, declare that your people, you created in your own image, that you touch them by your holy hand. You touch them by your holy ramification according to the kingdom of God, that you bring them out of whatever it is that they may be going through in their life and declare them unto your word in this season, Father God, that whatever the problem may be, that you got the ability and the power to bring them out of whatever condition they may be in. And, Father God, I take a special request according to the word of God that you look over my church, Lord, not my church, but your church, the very place that you gave us the word to bring in your souls, Father God, that you bring them in from the north, south, and the east, and the west. And we continue to declare and decree that you continue to fill the house, not for any kind of show, form, or fashion, but through the power of the revelation of God. And we ask you, Father God, to go in the house of every man, woman, boy, and child right now who's dealing with a circumstance, even in their marriage. You come against every marriage problem. In the name of Jesus, we asking every man to line up with his wife and every wife to line up with her husband and every child to be obedient to the very presence of parents who brought them into the world. Not that we as parents may provoke them in any form or fashion, but we come together collectively and be as one in the name of Jesus. Father God, we renounce and we declare and we decree and we speak and we set down every form of every negative mind or mouth set in the name of Jesus. We come together and begin to speak the words of the Spirit, that we continue to conform. Let our language not be spicy in such a way that we speak all kinds of conformity out of our mouths, being that we are created by you. Father God, let the indwelling Spirit, which is the Holy Ghost, continue to touch us in every area of our life, Lord, that we become to be healed in our health, that we have the safety, Father God, that we proclaim the peace and sleep as we have at night, that through godly wisdom and instruction in affairs in our life, that we are understanding and realize that the fellowship that we have in you is a developing fellowship, Lord. That it's a bold fellowship, that we come against every form and every soothsayer and spirit that try to make us the opposite of what you are declaring your life for us to be, Father God. And we thank you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that even as we begin to go forth, we ask you, Father God, to move by your word, move by your power, move by your grace, and move by your mercy, Father God. And we extend a hand, we extend a prayer out to each and every one that's going through anything that's in their life, Lord, whatever it may be, Lord, whether it be the boldness of the enemy coming into their life, Lord, whether it be single and deal with the very afflictions of their flesh, Lord, Father God, we shut it down in the name of Jesus. We shut down every form of every kind of disease and every kind of sickness, meaning that we come against every kind of lasciviousness, Father God. We come against every kind of lying tongue in the name of Jesus. We command and we declare, decree by the word of God, that even as you begin to touch your people, Father God, that you knock down every form and fashion of the enemy to be in their bodies, Father God, that we continue to keep us long-suffering, and we continue to declare and to speak according to your will, your word, and your power, Father God. We come against every form of lawlessness, Father God, every form of adultery, Father God, that the man, the woman, God, that you created to come together and be as one, Father God, that they continue to look at each other as being the love that you created them to be. Your word is declared, Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, that no weapon can come against what you create. You said in your word, Lord, that a father, that a child or the son and daughter will leave their mother and father and cleave to their husband and wife, or they'll leave their father and mother and cleave to their husband and wife. And Father God, we ask you for cleaving in the name of Jesus, Lord. Cleaving to come together in such a way that they'll be renewed and be as one. Lord, we come against every form of fornication, every unclean eyesight in the understanding that you are God and beside you there's no other, Lord, Lord, and every unclean spirit, Lord, in the name of Jesus, every adultery spirit, every sacrilege spirit, every hatred spirit, every contentional spirit in the name of Jesus. And we bind jealousy right now in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We create and we come against every form of outburst, every form of witchcraft and control, Father God, every form of selfishness in the spirit, every form of abomination for every guest of dissension in the name of Jesus. And we ask you, Father God, that all these defenses that come into the mortal body, Lord, that they may come against to try to conflict the very way that you created us to be. Father God, that's what we speak in marriage, Lord. We call it to be as one in the name of Jesus. We speak according to our children, Father God, and we ask you to look over every one of them, Lord. Your word is declared to suffer every one of the young children to come unto you, to forbid them not as such of the kingdom of God. That means, Father God, according to your word, you got your heads all around them, Father God. Let that child, let that son, let that daughter come to conform and understand that the parents are over their life, that they got the ability to know and understand that to you, Father God, that everything and all things are possible. Father God, we declare and we decree, we speak according to the will and the purpose and the power of the Most High God. Lord, we denounce every negative mindset in the mind of any individual, Father God. We ask you to bring that husband to conformity, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We ask you, Father God, to touch that wife right now, Father God, that the compatibility of man be more than ever be in the entire life. And Father God, we thank you, Father God, for being able to adopt us to being children into your kingdom. As we come together and be as one, Father God, to know that to you, Father God, that everything is possible, Father God, that even in the spirit as I pray and speak, Father God, I feel in the Holy Ghost, Lord, that you're going to every household, Father God, whatever there's a negative spirit, Lord, whatever there's an offset, whatever there's a subvertness and an offset of what you declare to be according to the kingdom of God. Lord, we asking you to loose it in the name of Jesus. We asking you to shut down every form and every fashion of the enemy right now in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Father God. And we thank you, Father God, that even in the midst of our prayer, that you're dealing with the very home expectation, Lord. We ask you to bless the household, Lord, in the finances, Lord, in the very coming together to be as one, Father God. Your word is declared when we come together in the vow that we speak according to one another in the marriage, Lord, that it will not be broken, Father God. I thank you, Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Father God. I thank you, Father God, for healing in the household, financial healing in the household, moving in the very location of the power of the Spirit, Father God. I thank you, Father, for shutting out the very abuse in the family, Father God. That woman that's going through an abusive problem, Father God, I loose it in the name of Jesus, Lord, that they have overcome the very weariness in their life, that they have come to realize that the man that's in their life, they come to realize that he'll be one that'll be a leader in the house, not one who will run up and down and all around and try to find everything to win a skirt. That means you come against every adult spirit. Lord, we loose it, we set it down in every form and every fashion of the Holy Ghost. We plead the blood of God right now in the name of Jesus. Every prayer that we pray, Lord, we wrap these negative things in the blood chains of Jesus and send it back to hell and where to come from, that we arise up and be the woman and man of God you called us to be, that we continue to understand and realize, Lord, that you are before us, Father God, as we raise our children, Lord, they'll be as one. Father God, I thank you, Father God, for even the women and men in the nursing home, in the name of Jesus, Father God. I'm asking you to go in where they feel lonely, Father God, where it seems like nobody's there for them, Father God, that you'll come in and loose your spirit right in the midst of those people, Father God. Let it move up and down and all around, Lord. Let it touch the mind of that old individual. Those the problems in their life, Lord, to let them know to realize that you're God. And besides you, there's no other, Father God. I thank you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God, that you're moving according to your power, your will, and your purpose, Father God. And I'm asking you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, that you give us protection upon the very city, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Look over these United States, Lord. Protect us from every form of terrorism in the name of Jesus, Father God. Protect us from every lost soul, Lord, that everyone who comes to salvation may understand that you're God, and besides you, there's no other, Father God. I'm asking you, Father God, to protect the people of your land, Father God, that you come against the very form and fashion of the devil, Lord, to try to make us feel anything opposite of what you declare. Look over our president of the United States, Father God, who's in authority over us, Father God, that even the people that don't like him in position, you are commanded for him to be there right now in the name of Jesus, Father God, and let us be obedient to the very forms and the very rules and regulations that he bring up on the land, Father God. We may not like a lot of things, Father God, but I'm asking for to have peace, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that even in the peace of Jerusalem, Father God, when the fighting and all the problems are going place, Lord, and we see that havoc is breaking out in every area, Father God, send forth a legion of your angels over there right now, your head angel Gabriel, the fighting at the very forms of the evil in that country land, Father God. We thank you right now in the name of Jesus, Father God. We ask you, Father God, that we come over, that we have been overcome with every negative attitude in the name of Jesus, Father God. That we ask you, Father God, in the midst of that negative attitude, that you go into the comfort of the prison doors, Lord, and the those who are lost inside the prison walls, Lord, touch them in the name of Jesus. Give strength to those who are in there, Father God, who's trying to find a way for the other, they may walk upright. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Lord, we declare and we decree and we speak according to your word, your power, and your purpose, Lord. We come against every AIDS patient in the name of Jesus and every other alphabet that they got in their body, Lord, that seem to come against them to make them feel other than what you have declared according to your will. Father God, I thank you right now in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Lord. I'm asking you to come into this household, Father God. Touch my wife and touch my young daughter in the name of Jesus. Touch every one of my children in the name of Jesus, Father God, and let the presence and the power of the Spirit begin to move in their life. Let them realize and understand, Lord, that the captivity things that are happening in the land of the world, Father God, that it won't last long, Father God, that you're coming, Lord, for a church without a spot of a wrinkle, not a building, Father God, but we have been men and women of God, because the word of God declares, don't you know that we are the temple of the Holy Spirit, that we are to be the representation of the power, and what you're called to be in this day and time, Father God. I'm asking you to renew fellowship fellowships, Lord, for those who have delivered and separated between the family members, Lord. Bring it back together to be as one, Father God. Let the daughter, let the father-in-law have love between mother and another, Lord. Let the son-in-law and the mother-in-law have love between mother and another, Lord. That we come together collectively and be as one in the name of Jesus, Father God. All these foul spirits, Lord, that come against the family, Father God, and cause a division even in the workplace, Lord. I'm actually sinful of the spirit of humbleness in the very workplace and the very staff of the members, Lord. These men of God are working diligently, Lord, to take care of their families, Lord, that we knock down every faction of the enemy in the name of Jesus, Father God, that they have peace, Lord, peace beyond peace, Lord, peace in their sleep, Lord, peace in their words, Lord, peace in their finances, peace in their heart, peace in their mind. Just give them peace in the name of Jesus, Father God. And I thank you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, that every form of cult, Lord, that come against the word of God, that makes them feel other than they, what they're doing is greater than you, Father God. We shut down every form and every fashion of the enemy, Father God. That means every soothsaying spirit that speaks against the kingdom of God, Father God, that you took us in, Lord, when we were even at our worst, Father God, that we are not like men, Father God, that when we do something wrong, Father God, you won't reject us, Father God, that you said according to your word, Father God, that we ever call upon your name in the time of need, that you more just and mercy to deliver us from whatever we can, Father God, deliver us out of the hands of the enemy, Lord, deliver us from our attitude problems, Lord, deliver us from our marriage situation, Lord, deliver us from our habits, Father God, to deliver from every caught mind thinking that we have in the name of Jesus, Father God, help us to improve in our communicational skills, Lord, that we be able to talk to one another in such a way, Lord, that we respect that we are created by you, Father God, and all that therein, Father God, I thank you right now in the name of Jesus, Father God, that you come together and give an employment to those who are in need, Father God, all those men and women that's out there that's out of work, Lord, that don't seem to understand, Lord, that they're still on the throne. Your word is declared according to Jeremiah 32:17, that anything too hard for you to do, and I thank you, Father God, right now in the name of Jesus, Father God, that you move, Lord, according to your will and according to your purpose. And according to your Father, and according to your word, Lord, we thank you, Father God. You are God and beyond all God. And as we humble ourselves in the midst of, we begin to pray more. We begin to look to you more than we look for ourselves, Lord. That you touch us, Father God. That we know that you, Father God, that everything is possible, Lord, and all things are able to you, Father God. I'm asking you, Father God, even in the midst as I pray in the Holy Spirit, Lord. Lord, I'm asking Heavenly Father to deliver to those who will need the great baptism and the power, the deliverance of the Holy Spirit, Lord. All those who want the power of the Holy Spirit, pray in tongues in the name of Jesus. And ask Father God to give you that foreign language you may continue to contact them, not in the natural form, but in the spiritual form. Give them an alabasa. Some may be saying, what is the heck is he saying? But I believe that the power of God is moving. You should begin to open up your mouth and declare that the power of God will come into your spirit, that he will give you a foreign language, a new language that no man has known. There was an old saying in the word of God that when the mother began to hum, the devil don't know what they're speaking about. This is the thing that they hum. They come to halabasita. Pray that we receive the very power of tongues, Lord, that we be able to speak in such a way, Lord, that we won't be weary in our overcoming, or be weary in our well doing, Lord, that we don't worry, Lord, and when we pray, Lord, that we pray, don't worry. If we worry, don't pray. In the name of Jesus, Father God, that we become the very sword, Lord, a two-edged sword, that when we spit out a word of the kingdom, Father God, the sword that you've given us to be like a two-edged, Father God, that it'll cut going in, the cut coming out, Lord. In the name of Jesus, I say the cut coming in and the cut coming out. Father God, I thank you right now in the name of Jesus, Father God, for replacing the very spirit and the finances of those who are struggling, Lord, that they begin to declare and decree, Lord, that they're debt-free in the name of Jesus, that even when they don't understand that your word is declared and decree, that whenever they speak out of their mouth, Father God, it will decree and declare things, Father God, that when you loose the Lord in the spirit, that it's already done, Father God. Your word is declared in Mark 9:23, and we just can believe that everything and all things are possible, Father God, to him that believes, Father God. Help us to believe and understand that to you, Father God, that everything, all things are possible, Father God. And I thank you right now in the name of Jesus, Father God, as we begin to move and declare and decree and speak according to your will, your word, your power, and your purpose, Lord, knowing through us, Father God, that no weapon formed against us to prosper and nothing will be able to stand, Father God. Put love in our hearts. In the name of Jesus, Father God, as we continue to move forth and decree all the things you declare according to your word, Father God, I'm asking you, Father God, that touches in every area of our life, but we be victorious and overcomers, Lord. Victory of overcoming fear, Lord. Victory of overcoming temptation, Father God. Victory of overcoming all the negative things that seem to come in our life and make us feel inferior. What you are declared and empowered to be, Lord. Your word has said you have given us dominion. You have given us power to tread upon serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, Father God. And we lose every form and every structure of the enemy right now in the name of Jesus, Father God. And I'm asking you, Father God, to give us the strength we need, the help that we need, the guidance that we need, Father God. That if you touch every man of God, Lord, not just the preacher, Father God, but every man of God who thinks about you, Father God, and declare that their life needs to change, Father God. Don't let us think ourselves of being more than we ought to think, Lord. But let us continue to move with the power of prayer and demonstration to know that you, Father God, that everything and all things are possible, Father God. I thank you for my health. I thank you for my strength. I thank you for my mindset in the name of Jesus. I thank you for my family, Father God. There's some people who have sickness and disease in their family. Some people are laying at the hospital right now waiting on the word from the doctor, Father God. But I believe what the word of God said in Isaiah 53, that who has believed those reports and who has armed those reports been revealed, Father God. I believe we overcome as women by the things that we have in our mind, Father God, that we overcome us of the very burdens in our life, Father God, that we overcome us and we plead the blood on every issue and every problem that may seem to hold us down in prayer. But, Father God, we thank you, Father God, for the mindset of ease, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Father God. And I'm asking you, Father God, right now, Lord, that you declare your plan, that even in the visions you have for the plentiful, for the house of harvest, Lord, that you continue to look over us, Father God, that new life harvest continue to move, Lord, that even our junior ministry, Lord, the plentiful house of harvest begin to rise up, Father God. Let us have a solid foundation, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. That even when the enemy can try to snatch the souls away from us, Lord, let us not get weary, not well done, but let us continue to pray and trust and believe that you're still on the throne, Father God. It's not in the numbers, Father God. It's in the presence of the power of the Spirit, Father God. It's not in the quality, Lord. It's not in the quantity, but the quality is still in the name of Jesus. That we come together and be as one, Father God. Let not the people who come into our house be mesmerized by the vacancies that they see, Father God, but you're doing a new work, Father God. That you continue to bring in the men and women of God that we can trust and believe and declare, that we can put things into their hands, Lord, that they continue to move according to your word, your power, and your purpose. Father God, I declare by the word of God that we rejoice in the land on today. I just don't want to be happy, Father God, when I get to the kingdom of God. Lord, I want to be happy right now that you're doing something in my life now. I want to enjoy that success, and everybody in the sound of my voice will enjoy the success in this life, Father, even in the life after, Father God, that we have more than we can imagine or even think of, Father God. I declare by the word of God, Lord, that I hear from the Spirit, Father God, not just be a scripture quota, Father God, but believe that I'll set still to hear the words of God in every other member that's on this line and every other person that's listening in, that they have the same aspect, Father God, that we just don't become scripture quotas, Father God, that we be walkers according to the book of James, Lord, that we have the faith, Father God, with the work, that we declare, decree, that when we speak, Father God, we show in demonstration, Father God, and I thank you right now in the name of Jesus, Father God, that even as I pray, Lord, when it seems like I'm praying with a thousand tongues, when it seems like I can't pray no more, Father God, I'm asking you, Father God, to howl my lungs, Lord, and let the love of the power of the Spirit begin to come out of me, Lord. Let the word of love and the word begin to come out of my heart. That I pray for your people, Father God, even as you begin to arm me with the word of God, to begin to give me the inside mindset of the Spirit, that I begin to announce and declare, decree, and speak things, Lord, and call things to be not so if they were, Father God, that we are people, Lord, that got the ability, according to the word of Luke 10 and 19, Lord, that you have given us power, Lord, to tread upon serpents and scorpions, Lord, and over all the power of the enemy, Lord. Your word is declared according to Ephesians 1 and 21, Lord, the Father of all, principalities and power and dominion, not only named in this world, but everything that was to come. That means you have gave us dominion in every area of our life, Lord, of God, that we can believe and declare and speak according to your word, Lord, according to Jeremiah 32 and 17. Is there anything too hard for you to do, Father God? I just don't want to be a walker of Christ. I want to be a demonstrator for the kingdom of God. And so for everybody else that's on this line to listen under the sound of this prayer, Father, Father God. We thank you right now that you're moving, Lord, not by the words of our mouth, but through your spirit, Father God, that the action will display the very things you have us to do according to your will, your word, your power. All of us see the Mahanda de Boka, Sede Babosa, and the Mahanda de Mose, Yella Bahanda de Bokona de Bede, Yella Bokolo Kanda, Yella Bassin the Bahanda, they take care of Bahanda, Yella Bokosa, and they hate the Bahala Bahanda. Lord, I thank you for effectual prayer, Lord. Let your word declare the effect of prayer will further be able to avail much, Father God. And I believe that the word of the reading of the scripture, Lord, that even record them in the midst of our prayer, that you moving like a whirlwind right in the midst of what seems to be an adversity situation. Father God, we ask you right now, in the name of Jesus, Father God, to touch us, Father God, that you move, Father God, that you demonstrate your power, you demonstrate your love, you demonstrate your authority, Lord, you demonstrate your grace, Father God. Going to the households of everyone that's on this line and everyone that's not on this line, Father God, and everyone who has desired to be on this prayer line, Lord, and let your spirit begin to move in their household, Lord. Let it move up and down, Lord. Let it convict, Lord. Let it begin to arrest, Father God. Let it shut down the servant. Notice that everything that's not like God, that according to your word, according to your plan, according to your power, that it's to you, Father God, that everything and all things are possible, Father God. I thank you, Father God, for the prayer. I thank you, Father God, for the power. I thank you for the men and women of God who's under the same very force of the force of the kingdom, Father God, that we set down the forces of the enemy in the name of Jesus, Father God, that we continue to be as one, Father God, that we continue to declare and decree and speak, and we begin to listen and understand that you, Father God, that everything and all things are possible. I thank you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that you're doing just that right now, Lord. As we decree a plan, we declare a plan according to your word, Lord. I'm asking you, Father God, to touch each and every one of us, Father God, in a way that you never touched before, Father God. Touch my beautiful wife, Lord. Let the love begin to reign between me and her, Lord, like never before. Let the love begin to reign between every other man and woman of God like never before, Lord. Give these men and women, God, what they need, Lord, according to your word, Lord. Make them believers out of you, Lord, that they understand that it's you, Father God, that everything is possible, Father God. And I just thank you, Father God, by your power, by your grace, and by your mercy, that you bestowed upon us, Lord, men and women of God, that we don't fall short of the mark, Father God. That we continue to move forward. Your word is declared according to Psalms, Lord, 89-34, that you will not alter your word, Father God. Your word is declared according to Isaiah 55-11, Lord, that every word that proceeded out of your mouth will go forth, Lord. It will not go void, but it will have the power to accomplish all that in therein. Father God, I thank you for the great faith that you put in our life, that even in the end times, Lord, when it seems like revelation is coming in every direction, Father God, your word is declared that the Holy Spirit is in the earth more present than ever before. And I ask you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God, that even as we begin to declare, decree the word of God, as we begin to go forth, Lord, let us not look at the opposite, but let us look at the power of prayer. That for you, Father God, that everything and all things are possible, Father God. Therefore, tell us, Father God, to get out of the Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde mindset, that we continue to look for things, Lord, in the physical Lord, and rather than in the spiritual, Father God, that we continue to believe and know that for you, Father God, that everything and all things are possible. Oh, we thank you, Father God. We thank you for your revelation. We thank you for your illumination. We thank you for your power. We thank you for your grace, Lord, that even we rise up every morning, Father God, when we still suck an air in our lungs, Father God, that yet you still give us a chance, Lord, that you have another change in our life, that we will continue to change and transform the very work that you have put in us, Father God. I thank you, Father God, for the demonstration of the power of God. I thank you for the demonstration of the power of the kingdom, Father God, that you displayed for us, Father God, that we continue to move forward, Lord. I thank you, Father God. I thank you, Halabashida before Lorosi. In the Bahanda, the Kandabara Saloka de Musa. Alabahide de Bohun and Malana. Kilabahanda de Kiddi Kilabalanda. Dele Bobosin the Bahanda de Kalabosa. Ila Bahanda de Bobosa. Ila Bahala Hase de Bakondo Rosa. Yoruba Rosa de Boba. We thank you, Father God, in the spirit, Father God. Whenever we weary in our body, whenever we weaken our thinking, whenever we seem to have a Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde attitude, that you will line us up, Father God, that we just don't look for flush things, Lord, but we look for things in the spirit. Let us not be the people who go into the house of God and proclaim another thing outside the house of God. But let us be outside the house of God, proclaim the word that we claim on the inside of God, the house of God. Let us not be wishy-washy. Let us not be like Dr. Jekyll, Father God, but let us move according to your word, your power, your purpose, your I bind the enemy right now in the name of Jesus. We're kind of coming in the midst of this very prayer, Lord. In the name of Jesus, Father, let you know that we got power moving, Lord. that the enemy is trying to come in and stop the very forces of what you're about to do in this prayer, Father God. I bind every form of the enemy right now. I set down every form of the enemy that try to come against this line, Lord, that your people may hear the very word, that they be fed with the gospel this afternoon, Lord, that they may be strong in the Lord and the power of your might. Father God, I thank you right now in the name of Jesus, Father God, that we continue to move and declare and decree, and we continue to speak all those things and call things according to your will, your word, and your power, Father God, that even as we assemble together to be in one, Father God, I thank you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God, and I declare a word of God on a special prayer for each and every one of us this afternoon, Father God, that you touch us, Father God, that even when we seem weak, I'm asking you, Father God, to look forth a young man, Lord, who was in our church, Lord, who now serving time, Lord, for an incident and a bit that was in his life. I'm asking you to touch him, Father God, that even when the enemy began to come against him, Father God, that he be under the release of the power of the Spirit, Lord, that even in the midst of the very problems that's in his life, Father God, that seem to be going on around him, Father God, that you are declared a word that he be released, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, not just in this season, but right now, Father God, we step off the Spirit, the release of right now, Lord. The very young man who needs the very important to take care of his family, Father God. We ask you to touch them in a special way, Lord. These special words are asking you to bring forth a bulk of finances, Lord, in ways that they've never known before, Lord God. Not just in our church, but every other young man and every other young woman that's around the world that seem to have the very benefits they need to take care of their children, Father God. We cut off the very root. We cut off the very line of the enemy right now in the name of Jesus. We lay the axe to every root and every unconformed thing that try to make these men and women, God, feel opposite of what you declared in your word, Father God. Let them continue to hold by faith. Let them continue to move forward by grace. Let them continue to notice you, Father God, that all things are possible, Father God, because they are believers, Father God. And we ask you, Father God, right in the midst of this prayer, Lord, that we continue to go forth. We declare, we speak. We know that for you, Father God, there's nothing, no weapon, and nothing formed against us to prosper, and nothing will be able to stand. I thank you, Father God. I thank you, Father God, for giving the strength of the prayer. I thank you, Father God, for every listener on the line. I thank you, Father God, for even those who pop it in and out, that don't even understand what they're listening to, Father God. They're searching for something they didn't know what they're searching for, Lord. That they don't search in the flesh, but they search through a solid word, through the word of God, that they may understand and realize that to you, Father God, that everything and all things are possible. I'm asking you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God, as I begin to open the lines, Lord, for requests for the people, Lord. We need to hear the request from the people who need prayer. All those lines are open for those who want to have prayer. We're going to our last segment of the show, and we want to open the lines to everyone who needs prayer that we may take the request and we may pray for you in the midst of this very show that we're doing. So the lines are open for those who need prayer. Go ahead and call your prayer. It doesn't matter what to say, what you need prayer for. We're just going to pray for you. Amen. In the name of Jesus, Father God, we thank you. We thank you, Father God. We thank you. We thank you, Father God. We thank you. We thank you in the name of Jesus. We thank you. 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 If there's not any prayer requests, we're going to move on. Because your lines are open for those who need prayer requests. Everyone needs prayer for something that's going in life. Nobody's perfect in anything that they're doing. And we ask you just to hold up your prayer. Give us what you need. Tell us what's going on. That we may pray for you. That we may pray the word of God. Go ahead, Father God. Go ahead. In the name of Jesus.
Yes. I need, I just want to pray for me to just conform in the way that God wants me to be, to have the confidence to be his work and to take me out of it and, you know, just let
Jesus.
Me be submissive to his spirit.
Amen. Amen.
Get on my children and to lose my finances.
Amen.
And to give
Amen.
My husband strength. And
Amen. 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 Hallelujah. 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 Is there any more requests at this time before we continue to move on? There's a lot of lights on there, but we're not going to hold it open to local requests. Those who want to request, go ahead and speak. So we're about to shut off and go back. So we want you to pray your prayer. We want to tell you what you need. Hallelujah.
Hello.
Yes, go ahead.
This is Shantae. I just want to pray over my finance and my family, and that's it.
Amen. Amen, woman of God. We do just that. Finances and family. Amen. God bless you. God bless you, woman of God. All right.
Thanks.
Is there anyone else who really needs prayer? Is there anyone else who needs prayer? In the name of Jesus, Father God. I thank you, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Well, Father God, we heard the word from the women of God. Where's our men of God? We need more men praying. We need more. doing men, stand up and being men in the name of Jesus. And Father God, we thank you, Lord, for the ones who came on and asked for the success of their prayer. Even the one, Lord God, who first came on and asked for the submissiveness under the authority of the Holy Spirit, that the guidance, Lord, that she would have the words to pray for her children, Lord, that even as she begin to train them and teach them in the way they need to go, Lord, that they align up according to the kingdom, that you open ways, Lord, that you begin to do new things in our life, Lord, that you are God that makes a way out of no way. And as we declare upon the life, we decree, we speak, and we plead the blood, and we ask you, Father God, to open up every door. Your word is said in the book of Revelation, there's a door that no man can close, Lord, there's a door that no man can open, Father God. You said you begin the commandment to bless, and you said you cannot reverse it, Father God. So we asking you right now in the name of Jesus, Father God, that be upon this woman of God in the name of Jesus. Touch her children, Lord. Touch her in the spirit, Lord. Open up a way, Father God. You said you are God to make a way out of no way, Lord. We decree, we declare that even as we speak, when we pray, Lord, we ask you to make a way on our husband, Father God, to loose the very bonds of the enemy that's trying to hold him captive. We know it's a greater work that's in his life that we can never imagine to think of, Lord. We ask you to bring back that very source right now that they so needed in the household. It's been leadership. Father God, your word has declared that the man is the apple of your eye, Father God. And even as you bring the woman into the life of the woman, the man in the life of the woman in the life of the man, Father God, that we, Father God, Father God, they be inseparable in the spirit, Father God, that they're cleaved together to be as one, Father God, to never be separated ever again, Father God. Open up her finances in the name of Jesus, Father God. And we decree a plan according to the Spirit, Lord, that you will make a word that the finances are rolling from the north, south, and the east and west, Lord. We command and we declare, we decree, we speak a prophetic word, Lord, that somebody somewhere will come into existence to give this woman, God, whatever she needs and whatever she may need in the household, Father God. Your word is declared according to the book of Kings, Lord, in the 5, when the woman had less a little meal and a little oil in the house, Father God, you let it extend and let it expand because of the word of the man of God who came along in her life, Father God. I thank you for this woman of God who asking for her family, Lord. We ask you to come together collectively, Lord. Bring her family together togetherness, Lord. Let them be as one, Lord. Let there be no division, Lord. We break every bind of division in the name of Jesus, Lord. We shut down every shattering tongue, Lord. We shut down every soothsaying spirit, Father God. And we decree and we declare, Lord, that you bring her family together, Lord, that explosive of finances begin to come upon her life, Lord, that she begin to delegate, Lord, to begin to deal and begin to handle the very things you have in her hand now in such a way, Lord, that she'll be expounded to have more in the name of Jesus, Lord. Let your spirit move in her house, oh Lord. Let it convict and let it arrest. Let it shut down everything that's not like God, Lord. We declare, we decree, we speak it. We call it been done in the name of Jesus, Father God. And I say hallelujah, Father God. I plead the blood on everything in the name of Jesus, Father God. And I know, Father God, you've been Jehovah and Jehovah Jireh, Lord. You're the provider, Lord, to give these men and women everything they need according to your word, Lord. Your word is declared that you're not a God that you should lie and not a son of a man that you should have to repent. You already declared that you would be given a commandment to bless, and you said to your word that you cannot reverse it. I decree and I declare, I speak, I call it been done right now in the name of Jesus, Lord, that something will happen in the midnight hour, Lord, that you are turning around and turning around and around, that to a point, Lord, that they'll come to realize that you're on the throne, Lord, and no weapon formed against your word should prosper, Lord, that it'll continue to go out and declare to do all it's designed to do, and that's to bring them out of whatever dilemma that they may be in the name of Jesus, Father God. And I thank you, Father God, right now in the name of Jesus Christ of that you loose it, Father God, that you call it been done, Lord, according to your word, and we speak it, Lord, and we believe it by faith that it's already been done, Father God. These things we ask are not of ourselves, but through the power of the Most High God. Lord, we declare, we decree it's been done, Lord God. And we thank you for everyone that's on the line and everyone who's joined in on our prayer night, Lord. We thank you, Father God, for the power, for the spirit that you have displayed upon their life, Lord, that they have an ear to hear. Your word is declared that he who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit has to say. And, Father God, we believe the Spirit spoke on this afternoon that as we pray, Lord, that we pray fervent prayer, Lord, that we reach the kingdom, Lord, that we crack the heavens, Lord, that you continue to bring down that very thing, Lord. You said, our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, Father God, let the kingdom come on earth as it is in heaven. You let forgive us not, Lord, for our temptation, but deliver us from every manner of evil, Father God. And we thank you, Father God, that in the presence of our prayer that you've done, and you've already done just that. We thank you, Father God, right now in the name of Jesus. And once again, this is Pastor Charles Elson, Harvest New Life Church, here in the city of Dallas, Texas. Join us each and every Wednesday, 7 o'clock, for our 30-minute prayer, that we raise up the spirit, that we continue to call the power and prophetic of God's word into the house, that we've been delivered and loose from everything that the enemy is coming at us with. For more information about me and more information about the church and where we're located, please go to www.harvestnewlifechurch.com or you may call 214-870-2146. Once again, that's www.harvestnewlifechurch.com. And you may call as well as 214-870-2146. We advise you to go to the website. Join us in one of our three services, our 8 o'clock meditation or our 9 o'clock Sunday school, as well as our 10:30 worship that we'll bring you in. You'll hear the word of God. Then remember, you come as you are. We don't look for fastness, but we look for the power of prayer. We look for the power of grace in your life. So we walk by faith and not by sight. So we thank you for joining in with us this afternoon. And God bless each and every one of you. Till then, check the schedule, because we'll be back on again on Thursday night at 7 o'clock, dealing with waving in the spirit. Walking and not waving in the spirit. It's a 4-week subject we've been doing. And I think it's going to be something that's going to help a lot of us from coming out of that Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde spirit that we have, sometimes in and sometimes out. We know that according to the word of God, according to what's in the land, you know, the devil takes two steps, and we take one step. We just don't want to get caught on death's side. We want to be caught in the kingdom side. Whenever our time comes, not that it's going to come anytime soon, that we bring and pray that God to give us prolonged life in the name of Jesus. Give us pro-life in the name of Jesus. All the abundance of what he declared according to his word. So once again, this is Senior Pastor Charles of the Harvest New Life Church, asking you to stay tuned, go to the website, see what we're all about, see what's going on. We're not a church that comes into any existence for any kind of popularity, status, or quo, but we preach and teach the word of God. For me and co-pastor Pat Ellis, we thank you for joining us tonight on this prayer. May God bless you and may God keep you.